Penguin Random House Audio presents Walking Gentry Home, a memoir of my foremothers in verse. This is the author, Alora Young. For Gentry, and every girl who needs somebody to walk with. Walking Forward. This home of mine lies in the steam that rolls off the hot water cornbread. It is singed fingertips from tinfoil-wrapped fried bologna sandwiches. It is tiptoeing barefoot to the ice cream truck over old Siena pavement. It is the best Dollar General on either side of the Mississippi. My home is the one-to-one pickup truck to people ratio. Everyone in this town has their all-wheel drive alter ego. My home is in the honey mustard that sticks to the lid of the to-go packets that come with Exxon fried chicken. In my home, even the gnats move slow, just taking their time. You can see the heat if you look hard enough. It leaves you sweating like a sinner in the Lord's house. My home has a patina like a skillet of cast iron. 1,000 times seasoned, 1,000,000 times fired. My home is a tiny town in West Tennessee that for centuries you can barely find on a map. I carry it with me always. Halls is the town where my mothers have lived since their beginning in this country. The kind of place where everyone is family. It's where I found God the second time. It's the place that taught me love is unconditional and unrelenting. The people I love that thrived there die with the changing seasons. I watch the thrift shops and candy stores get boarded up and fade into phantoms of their former selves. I have been shaped by the way towns die because it taught me legacies can be forever. I wonder if it's healthy to love a thing that's as good as dead. In Halls, I am the bearer of a prophecy. From the moment Mama's body opened, they said I was the one they waited for. They say I'm the culmination of 1,000 generations of brilliant women, prayers, internal warfare, deferred dreams. They have told me I am every voice and poem that never graced a page or another's ears and eyes. And because I bear this prophecy, I think it's my fault every time one of their dreams dies. This multi-generational memoir in verse chronicles the lineage of a group of Black women and girls in West Tennessee, from unrecorded history to the 1700s, up to my life in the present day. These are not just any girls, however. They are my foremothers. In the beginning, we have a series of poems about my ancestors whose names we no longer know, before arriving at my several greats grandmother Kali, the child of an enslaved woman and her enslaver in the days when Tennessee was still primarily wilderness. We follow a teenage Gentry, my great grandmother, as she moves out of her mother's home to marry at 14. My grandmother, when she had my mother at 17. My mother, the beauty queen. And finally, we come to the present day with me attempting to recover the legacy of the then teenage girls whose lives of hard work and limited opportunity led to the now teenage me writing their long-forgotten history. The only way to tell this story is through poetry, because Black girlhood is eternally laced with rhythm. From the Negro hymns Amy Coleman whispered as she bore her enslaver's child, to the rhythm of the gospel my mother sang at 15 when she was hailed a child prodigy. Walking Gentry Home is a story about girlhood and how the world scoffs at the way Black women come of age. It is an American story that persists, and we persist in ignoring it. The innocence and adolescence of Black girls are stories that are desperately needed because Black girls begin being called women far before they know what women really are. This is for them and for me. Numbers. Alora, daughter of Monette, daughter of Yvonne, daughter of Gentry, daughter of Nanny Pearl, daughter of Ninnis, daughter of Collie, daughter of Amy, daughter of unknown, unknown, unknown. Part 1. The story before, I am because you are, prehistory to 1865. Mothers, Tennessee, many, many generations. I have many mothers. They are mostly black. They are mostly broken. They have existed here for centuries. They are dying with the towns that birthed them. Show me the company you keep, I'll tell you who you are. Part 1. My favorite company has always been that of ghosts. Hear me out. I mean that I find the most comfort surrounded by stories from the past. People from the past. Worlds that have faded into hills or cityscapes. This is a story about girlhood and artists and a town in West Tennessee that keeps on dying. I suppose I tell it because when you find so much comfort in dead things, you know the worst part is that they are only alive in your head. My family's story is possibly yours too. Because even when eras change, girls will inevitably grow up and fall in love and bleed and fall out of love and fight over blood, and my God, will they fight over it. Adolescence, more specifically girlhood, is a bloodbath. My mom has a habit of telling me things I'm not yet sure I'm ready to believe. Recently, she has been telling me this world is ready for me to be a woman. Giving up being a girl is more terrifying than Hall's dying, so I'm trying to save this aging place because my favorite girls / ghosts all lurk there. Perhaps this is just me running away from one more dying thing. A lot see, but a few know. Hall's Tennessee. Always. It's a funny thing being born. Someone carried us for about 9 months, and that one person will always know where we came from. Them. But that's where things start to get complicated. It gets blurry as we get less concentrated. We zoom out on the camera of history, and like the smallest parts of cells, the microscopic organelles, once you zoom far enough, they just disappear. But they're still here. We're still here. My story goes back centuries, but I see so few generations. My culture is calamity and far away nations. My blood bleeds into endless cotton fields of empty stalks on family trees. My ancestry was lost in chains and boats across the seas. Am I aristocracy? Do I belong to a great nation? What if my black girl magic is just cultural appropriation? My genes are on a selfish streak and decided to abstain from sharing what runs in my veins with my desperate brain. I never know if my identity is more than just a guise. All I have to go off is a fro and slanted eyes. My recipe remains a mystery. And as I grow and die, I crave any bit of history that takes the question out of I. I want the glittery grains of broken past that cut me deep like broken glass to hold tightly in my hand. But the powerful don't care, for it's their world that we must understand. We're all dying and degrading every second till we're dead from the moment we're born to exist in our heads, like history melting into the ground that we tread. The only stories that survive are the ones we've all read, but the only ones I want to hear are the ones we left unsaid. 1765, the start of a revolution. Phyllis Wheatley slung syllables and sent her slavers absolution. But she fades to the grind of time, to the Bible of brilliant black women with its withering spine. We neglect to remember and astonish.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?